land was there?
We worked it out, was it between 8 and 10 acres, I would say.
And tell me about Mr. Judith and Mr. Pitt. What were they like?
The owner, Mr. Gray and Mr. Pitt, very nice people, very nice, yeah. Mr. Gray didn't have any children. Mr. Pitt then sold his land to Mr. Gray and went to live down south somewhere, bought a farm down south. And then there was only Mr. Gray and Dad.
And Dad, so the two of them worked together on the land, growing celery.
Yeah, and they had a horse and they had a little old tractor. Yeah, and they used to wash, the celery had to be washed out. They had a big shed where they put their tractors. They had the horse there, and then they had the pump. They used to pump water from down the river. And I remember there was a big locusts tree. We used to always go and pick locusts down there as kids, and went down the river. It's not lovely and clean like now. It was.
Would you say that a lot of people that were market gardening continued on with market gardening or not?
I think not their children. I don't think many Italian. I know a few of Virginia, the boys that I buy tomatoes for. The father came here before the war, and they now grow tomatoes to sell and the cabbages and that. They still do it. There'd be a few, but there's not that many of the younger generation of Italian that stayed in gardening.
Why do you think that is? It's
hard work, very hard work, and some years, you got nothing because of the rain or the hailstone and that's a lot of different way, And another thing, the Italian wanted their kids to study because a lot of the money did grade 3, grade 2, I just passed into grade 5 in Italy, but, yeah, Armando only did grade 5. So they wanted their kids to study and, very important. And that's, I think, most Italian had that thing, the kids had to study. And you find most of the Italian children have all got quite good jobs and, even if they become like electrician or whatever, yeah.
So that market gardening died out?
Died out, yeah.
Would you say a lot of them, you've continued on with...
A lot of our friends, like his cousin, a lot of our friends still got their little garden at the back, not as big as ours, because don't forget we've got a lot more land here. So they still got their tomatoes growing and their celery, everything, yeah. Mm.